This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on Thursday, July 12, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The second item on our agenda involves Draft Advisory Opinion 2007-08 involving Michael King. Again, Mr. Vice Chairman, it appears we have a late submitted document.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of documents so that we may consider agenda document 0750.
Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record the Vice Chairman's motion, it's been adopted by a vote of 5-0. On the advisory opinion, we have Richard Yule and Amy Rothstein from the General Counsel's Office. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The draft before you in Agenda Document 07-50 is a response to a request for an advisory opinion from Michael King. Mr. King plans to donate personal funds to certain charities in honor of certain performances at campaign events. Mr. King would like to draw attention to the charities, and he would like to encourage greater volunteer participation in federal campaigns by musicians and other performers. Mr. King first asks whether he may make the donations either directly or through a 501c3 foundation that he would establish to gather donations for the same purposes. The draft concludes that both Mr. King and the foundation may donate the funds to the charities as described in the request. The donations to charities would not be contributions because they would not provide any financial, tax, or other tangible benefit to the performers such that they would constitute compensation to the performers. The donations would not be expenditures under the Act and Commission regulations because their sole connection to federal elections would be to encourage volunteer activity, which is an activity that Congress has explicitly left unregulated. Finally, the draft concludes that Mr. King and the Foundation may publicize the donations through their own websites and that Mr. King may solicit federal candidate committees for donations to the charities. We would be happy to address any questions.
Very good. Thank you very much. Any discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the draft.
Commissioner Weintraub has moved approval of agenda document 07-47. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong document, 07-50. Any discussion on the motion?
Wait, 07-08, I think.
The advisory opinion is, it's advisory opinion 07-08. It's agenda document 07-50.
Got it.
Got it right the second time. Any discussion on Commissioner Weintraub's motion? Commissioner Walther?
I was having a problem with it because I felt that in this particular case, as I understand it, there's basically, to me, an impediment of an incentive to actually contribute services by the entertainer, the performer. So it seems to me like it's a true quid pro quo situation, there's not a situation where you just contribute money to a foundation and that money, gets used. But in here, it seems to me like the way I understand it, the actual performer would not be inclined to contribute his or her services without the money. And that seems to be the incentive to actually make that contribution. So to me, it seems a little more close than some of the others we've approved in more of a tangential way, so I'm not going to support the opinion.
Okay, Commissioner Weintraub.
I just wanted to point out that in the context of, for example, PACs, that we allow corporations to make charitable contributions as an incentive to their employees to make contributions to the PAC, and that's money for money in a sense. And we allow that. And here we're talking about volunteer activity, which is an area that is more deregulated under the Act in general. So I think that I think the staff got it right. I think this is the right answer.
Well, I recognize it's a close question. To me, though, when you have somebody who is basically working with the candidate, selecting perhaps the kind of performance and where it's going to be, and you and the Mr. King or whoever it might be and others would be selecting the performer, and then you give money directly to a foundation, there's a benefit that becomes a condition to that person's performance. And so it seems to me like there's a true direct quid pro quo that's almost negotiated, a little closer than some of the other examples. So that's why it just seems to me I can't quite go that far with this opinion.
Okay. Vice Chairman Mason, you would sought recognition?
If I shared Commissioner Walther's interpretation of this, I would have precisely the same objection. So just let me note that if there were, and it's notable to me that he used the term condition. In other words, if this were something approaching a contract where the performer would have an enforceable right to compel Mr. King or the charity to make a payment as a result of the performer's performance, then I would agree. And I had, in an earlier draft, suggested some language to try to sort of flesh out that point and the fact that, from my perspective, that's not what's going on here. And what we've stated at page 2 of the draft, line 15, is Mr. King or the foundation would select the recipient charities, determine the amount of each donation, and choose which performances to honor with donations, possibly with suggestions from the performers. And it's on that basis that I'm very comfortable approving this, and specifically on the condition that if the performer could select the charity, determine the amount of donation, and somehow enforce that, then we would obviously have a very different type of situation. But none of those factors are here. And so while I understand the theoretical concern, I don't think that concern is present in the facts that we've been given.
Okay. Commissioner Von Spakovsky, I believe you were also seeking recognition.
Well, I just want to – I understand Mr. Wall's concern, but I want to point out that, I mean, we're not plowing new ground here. I mean, one of the sites we have here is for an advisory opinion from 1982, I mean, 25 years old, in which, under an even more direct connection, we said that an honorarium is not accepted by a federal office holder, that office holder makes a suggestion that the honorarium be given instead to a charitable organization. And this is, you know, when they're coming to be a speaker at an event. And I don't see this as being that much different from that, and I think we're just following prior precedent and rulings of the commission.
Okay. Further discussion?
Just follow up on that. It seems to me, though, in this particular case where we have a situation where if the person really wanted to be a contributor, there wouldn't be any need to give money to the charity. The entertainer would be there doing it regardless. And I think, of course, Mr. King or whoever it is will get a charitable deduction, and there's benefits to everybody coming going around. But I think the underlying consideration here is the fact that money's being paid. And I recognize the way it's being phrased, but I think in real life it's going to be when you have such an active donor in terms of organizing an event and working with them and soliciting the performer and everything, it's really not quite the same. It's just one step of involvement that makes me pull back a little bit on this one. But I understand the position of everyone else on this, too. It's a close case.
Yeah, no, and I agree. I mean, from my perspective, I mean, I think the thing that you just touched on, an important distinction for me, which is the activity that is being encouraged here, is volunteer activity and not contributions or expenditures. But obviously this is a close case, and that's why they sought our advice, and that's why we have this process in place. Other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of Commissioner Weintraub's motion, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nay.
Madam Secretary, if you could record that Commissioner Weintraub's motion has been adopted by a vote of 4-1 with Commissioner Walther dissenting. Thank you, Mr. Yule.